really hoping I didn't have this opportunity again for a long time. Good to see you guys. Just wanted to start out saying on behalf of the Eagles organization, we were really sorry to hear about the sudden passing of Teo. You know, a young guy gone too soon, so best to his family, thinking about him at this time. This morning we completed a trade with Miami Dolphins. Jay Ajayi is a Philadelphia Eagle. We're excited to add him to our team, to our running back collection. We think he's a good player who adds to our group. We're excited about that and having him here going forward. Questions?
Are you done?
You know, it's 1:35 right now, and we're going to look at everything. That's our job, right, to do at this time. After today, it's kind of waiver wire and practice squad. So we're doing that, but without predicting the future, you know, we feel really confident about our team and comfortable with where we're at.
Jay was the workhorse in Miami. Do you envision him having that role here?
We like our running back group. You know, this was an opportunity that came to us that we thought was a good player who could add to our team, a young player who's under contract for the next couple of years. And at the same time, everyone's seen the way LeGarrette's run. Wendell's had really good games for us. Corey. We brought Kenyon back as well. So it just adds to the group and all that stuff. Playing time is sorted out by the coaches. But LeGarrette continues to be our starter, and just really excited to have that group and add a good player.
There was a story in the Miami Herald, however, that this year he, even after wins, if he didn't get enough touches, he would get upset and cause a friction in the locker room. Is that something you guys found out during your evaluation, and do you think that was isolated to that team and to that experience?
Yeah, we do a lot of research onto players before we trade for them. Not only do we do a lot of research for a guy like this before when he comes out in the draft, but we do that here before we make a deal, and really in this league, you do business with people that you trust, and we feel like we have a good understanding of what was going on there, and we also have a good understanding of what we have in our locker room and the chemistry that we have on this team, and we weren't going to bring anyone here that would disrupt team chemistry, and we feel very confident and comfortable about the player.
There were reports out of Miami that the Dolphins were concerned about his knees and his long-term health. How extensive did you guys look at that, and what's your level of comfort with his knees?
Yeah, the beautiful thing is that we do physicals on players, and you know, I'm not a doctor, and we have a lot of faith in our medical staff and our trainers and doctors, and we share that information before we make a trade like this, and you know, I'm not concerned about any reports other than the ones given to us.
Did you say LeGarrette
feel the need to go after a running back at the deadline?
Yeah, again, I don't think we felt compelled to do anything here. We thought this was a good opportunity to improve our football team, not only this year, but going forward.
Did you say LeGarrette would remain the starter, and if so, why is that the case?
Well, LeGarrette's been productive when he's gotten the ball. He's a warrior. He's a two-time Super Bowl champion, and we're really glad to have him. So, you know, I really shouldn't get into kind of starter roles. That's really up to the coaches, but we're counting on LeGarrette here going forward. This is no reflection of any of those running backs. This was a good opportunity for the Philadelphia Eagles, and our job is to add good players who fit what we do, and we believe that Jay Ajayi does that. Well, I think you take into account where you are. You know, it's certainly different when you're 7-1 than if you're having a losing season. But at the same time, we're not going to do anything that puts us in a bad spot going forward. Again, a big part of this trade is the fact that this is a 24-year-old back who's not just on a one-year deal. But if there are opportunities to improve our team and improve where we're at, we have a responsibility to the people on the field, the people off the field, our fans, to evaluate everything. And that's our job, and that's what we've been doing here really throughout the course of the season.
How long did this trade come about here? Was this something that happened quick right at the deadline? Was this something that you guys have been in communication about for a while?
Yeah, so we still have some time before the deadline here. But it came together fairly quickly yesterday, and I think that's a testament to the relationship we have with the Dolphins organization and kind of the trust that goes back and forth on both sides. And we saw the player. You know, we had the player here in Philadelphia on our field, and he's one of the guys that when we came back after those practices, we said, you know, that's our kind of guy. He's got the mentality that we're looking for. He brings the kind of presence, and he plays the kind of way that we want to play and that we want to represent our football team with and our fans with. So we had done work on him. That's one of the benefits to having these practices, these scrimmages. And, so when it came, the opportunity came about, we had done our homework.
Jay's numbers have dipped from last year. Just watching the film, what have you seen for the reasons for that?
Well, I think you look at the Chargers game and the Falcons game, and you could argue he put the team on his back. That's this season. Obviously, last year he had a tremendous year, 1,249 yards, averaging almost 5 yards a carry. But this is a physical downhill running back who can pick up yards after contact. He can make people miss. He had 52 catches his junior year at Boise. Again, 24 years old. But when you watch him, and if there's an alley, he's getting something, and he's going to impose his will on defenders. So,
pass protection.
He's done well, and sometimes in pass protection, you don't know the responsibilities, the assignments. I think that's one of the hard things about scouting is we don't know the play call. We don't know any of where the line's shifting, but we have background on him. We spent time with him. We interviewed him at the combine, and again, when you make these trades, you trust the people that you're dealing with, and we're always up front with the people we trade with, and we have the same relationship with the Dolphins.
He hasn't been a great receiver. He hasn't caught a lot of balls in the NFL, but like you said, he did in college. Do you feel like he could be more productive as a receiver than he has been?
Sure. I think that's one of the things maybe going into this year that they were working on. I know when they were here, they were working on getting him more involved in the passing game, and all that stuff comes, but we go on what we've seen, and what we've seen is a tremendously productive guy who's 24 years old, and we think he'll fit right into the culture and the team that we got going on here.
How does LeGarrette take the news?
LeGarrette's awesome. He wants to win. He's won. He's all about winning. He's been in situations before that there have been productive backs on the team. He's been a tremendous team guy since he's walked in the building and a leader for this football team, and nothing changed today.
You said you had done some work on him this summer when they were here. Did you have a sense back then that he might be available?
No, not at all. When other teams come in here, our scouts, and certainly led by Joe, they evaluate every player that's out there for the week. That's one of the benefits of getting through them. You look at every player, and it helps you through cuts. It helps you when you're in a situation like this where you don't have a lot of time. So our scouting department writes up every player that's here based on their week of practice, and we're observing them. We have guys at every position group, and it's a testament to our scouting staff that they do this homework on them and puts us in a position right away where we can make a move like this.
His downhill running ability. How's he do laterally on stretch plays? I think that's a part of their offense. Is that correct?
Yeah, and you just got to look at his 10-plus carries that he's had over the last 2 years, and certainly when he gets out in space, he's a force to be reckoned with not only his power but his speed. It's hard to rush for 200 yards three times last year. He ran against Buffalo and Pittsburgh. That's a hard thing to do in the National Football League, and he does against good competition and tough environments. And again, we think he's going to fit right into the group.
How much you like your draft picks? How uncomfortable are you right now with what you have heading into 2018 draft?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. We'd like to have more picks, but at the same time, we want to get good players. And that second round pick was a payment for Carson. That third-round pick is for Ronald Darby, a guy we think is a good young corner in this league. And we still have two fourth-round picks, and we traded a fourth-round pick for a guy we think is a good young player in this league too. So when you look at the percentages on hitting on picks, you try to balance that. By the same token, we have a lot of confidence in our scouting abilities, our scouting staff, and we want to give them more and more resources. But we felt like this was the best move for our football team.
A few times you mentioned his age and his contract. Is he view long-term?
Well, I don't necessarily know that there's a problem that we need a solution. I think that when we look at our running game, it's been pretty successful thus far this season. We think we got good players there, but when you look at having a stable backs, when you look at playing in December in tough conditions, and bringing those guys coming off the bus, it's something that we're excited about. We draft and develop players, and V was probably one of the most improved players on our football team during training camp, and You draft those guys, you develop them, you put them through the program so that they get opportunities like this. And we have a lot of confidence in him. And the rest of the offensive line is intact. And we have some veteran players behind that that have started games and been successful in the National Football League. So I guess to answer your question, good.
Just before the season, you said that you felt you had 8 starters on the offensive line. Mm-hmm. Is that why we haven't seen a move, to get a tackle in here after Jason Peters' injury?
Well, I think we're comfortable with our group, too. And, it's not so easy, just to go and get good players in the National Football League. You know, it's not like there's a tree that you just pick tackles off of and you say, let's just grab that guy. So, we went into this with our roster knowing we would have some injuries. Again, we draft players so that we can develop them. And we're excited about seeing those guys in action. And we still feel like we have some starters in reserve, too.
Team kind of outperformed your expectations so far, being 7-1 at this point. You making a trade to get a running back to kind of hopefully push you over the top.
My expectation is every week that we got an opportunity to win another game. We got a long way to go in this season. We're just trying to do whatever we can from our perspective to improve the football team.
Okay. Did being 7-1 make you approach the trade deadline any differently?
I think similar to how I answered that before, certainly your perspective is different based on what your record is, but by the same token, we're not sitting here and saying we don't care about our draft picks or the future. We got a 24-year-old quarterback, and we want to be in a position to consistently compete. Thanks, guys.